This is IGN.
If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Looks like these bugs and robots could use a little freedom. This is your IGN review of Helldivers 2 by Will Borger. The first time my squad fought a Bile Titan was a disaster. We dropped into a hot zone full of Terminids, Helldiver 2's alien bugs, and lost all of our extra lives before we even found the thing. We were running for the hills when we ran right into it instead. An absolutely massive, hulking bug that dripped and spit acid, easily towering over anything we'd seen so far. It took everything we had. Bullets, airstrikes, orbital cannons, grenades, and more than a little luck, but we somehow managed to fell the beast and get the entire squad back onto our evac ship just as our position was about to be overrun. "I can't believe we survived that," one of my friends said. "Me neither," I said. "Want to go again?" Reader, we played for several hours more. That's the Helldivers 2 experience in a nutshell. It's hilarious, smartly designed, and intense whether you're playing solo, with a squad of other random Helldivers, or serving up a nice hot cup of liberty across the galaxy with your buddies. Though, like most games of its type, Helldivers 2 is much, much better with friends. With varied missions, a huge catalog of weapons, emotes, armor, and abilities to unlock, and long-term campaigns against the bugs and automatons, think Terminators, to fight in the name of managed democracy, Helldivers 2 has enough laughs, close shaves, and pure, unabashed fun to keep you busy for a long, long time. I've put more than 40 hours in since release, and I'm still enjoying traveling to exciting new places, meeting exotic life forms, and killing them for the glory of Super Earth. Helldivers 2 doesn't waste time getting you into the action. Each world has multiple missions with multiple objectives, which range from destroying Terminid eggs to activating your local nuclear-armed ICBM. Just a regular, glorious day at the office for your average Helldiver. What's nice is that every mission feels different, even if you've completed these same objectives before. That's largely because maps are distinct and unique, even on the same planet, because of the way the terrain changes. One map might have a lot of water and hills, while another might be heavily forested or covered in snow. On top of that, each mission usually has a couple of optional objectives to complete, like blowing up outposts, loading a piece of artillery that you can use later, or terminating a treasonous broadcast. Combine that with bugs bursting up from underground to attack you without notice, and robot dropships delivering reinforcements to the front lines at what always seems to be the worst possible time, and no two missions ever play out the same way. Helldivers 2 has a ton of goodies for you to earn. Yes, there's a paid battle pass with lots of weapons and armor, but there's also a free one with even more stuff than the paid one, and you can also unlock gear the old-fashioned way by simply completing missions. So, while there are microtransactions, sure, thus far I've never felt like I was missing out on anything important by not going near them. If Helldivers 2 has any caveat, it's that it kinda has to be played with friends to get the best possible experience. Yes, you can play alone, but none of the difficulty levels scale to your total player count, so you'll only really have a chance in maybe the bottom third or so of the 9 difficulty modes by yourself, which will slow your progression. And, as always, the quality of playing with random people in any online game is kind of a toss-up. When played with friends, though, Helldivers 2 sings. The special thing about Helldivers 2, though, is just how much fun it is regardless. The greatest compliment I can give a game is when I want to keep playing it after I finish a review, and I know I'm going to be playing Helldivers 2 for a long time. Helldivers 2 is the rare modern multiplayer game that does almost everything right. It gives you a ton of freedom, feels fantastic to play, and has a smart progression system that doesn't nickel and dime you or rely too much on a paid battle pass. It manages to keep its missions fresh by introducing a ton of enemies, modifiers, and objectives, and varying them in interesting ways. There are some matchmaking and performance issues that still need to be worked out, and you can only go so far by yourself or with random players, but if you've got a solid squad, it's an incredible time, and certainly one of the most fun multiplayer shooters I've played in years. When I'm not helldiving, I'm thinking about helldiving, counting down the time until my next drop. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm going to pour myself a nice hot cup of liberty and get back at it. Those bugs and robots look like they could use some freedom, man. Managed democracy isn't going to spread itself. For Super Earth, Helldivers 2's IGN score, 9. Thanks for listening to IGN. My name is Tony Jackson, and for the latest Helldivers 2 updates, visit us at IGN.com.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.